This episode of MMA Nuts is brought to you by
Freshly, chef-cooked healthy meals delivered to your door.
Use code MIX40 to get $40 off your meal plan.
Hostgator, one of the top web hosting providers around. Save 60% off of shared hosting for 3 years with code MMA60.
Smart Home, an easy-to-use source for lighting, security, and home entertainment products that the average do-it-yourselfer can safely install. Get 10% off with code MMANUTS10.
CBD Distillery, get 5% off with code CBDGW.
Defense Soap, the ultimate soap for wrestlers, jiu-jitsu, and MMA athletes, with the new peppermint oil bars and shower gel. Use code MMANUTS for 15% off.
Hey fans, this is MMA Nuts, episode 409.
409!
My name's Ingo Weigel.
Matt Griffin, MMA Show, by my fans, for my fans, rock live, tween series. And ridiculous.
Yes.
What's going on?
You're going on, man.
Sabi.
Chemo Sabi. You know, life is happening at a breakneck speed.
You wouldn't want it any other way, would you?
No, not necessarily.
You are like choking the ever-living shit out of you on a daily basis?
That's pretty much my life in a nutshell. But I like to live that way, so it's all good.
Hey,
life is good. Cannot complain.
It's like a... You know, it's like you're in jiu-jitsu class 247, right?
Exactly.
Been strangled every day.
I'm used to
being fighting for your life.
I'm used to it.
Hoping for the best. No neck injury and or back injuries.
Yeah. I do miss the jiu-jitsu. But the last time I went back was like the next day. I could barely move again. Like, fuck, this is why I stopped this shit. It's because
brutal.
It's not even a muscle thing. It's my neck.
Yeah.
It does not like being all jammed up. And.
No, I don't think anybody's does. That's why I think that just striking is...
Well, some guys are fine with it. I think their bodies are okay. I don't know. Like, I had too much traumatic neck injury. Scary. I don't want to lose neck mobility or something.
You don't want to be sped?
No, sometimes I couldn't even move my neck. I'd just be stuck like this. Every time I would talk, hi, Matt. How are you?
Okay.
It's horrible.
It all works out.
And I just dealt with it. And then my stupid ass would still go into jiu-jitsu the same day. I'm like, it'd be fine.
It all worked itself out.
No problem. Yeah, I'm not doing that
like,
now.
Oops. So. Sorry, I twisted your neck this far.
Kind of quite hooked on the yoga. I'm doing that shit like 3 times a week almost.
Sweet.
Yeah.
A regular hot?
No, hot yoga in the morning, 6 a.m. Get nice and sweaty and just, I feel like, you know, I've gone
to work
in,
with a nice ball sweat on people.
No, I take,
your balls
I
on
take
people.
A shower.
Why? This is going all sweaty. Who cares?
Nah, it's good. I feel like there's many times you go in, you feel like not really in the mood to exercise, but then you get the sweat going, and you just kind of like, it kind of lets all the toxins out.
So it's all about toxins.
Toxins.
Out.
Release.
Bad.
Yeah. Right.
So I go in a sauna, do the same thing.
I don't have a sauna. I'm
well, you have 401k money, right?
Where am I going to put a sauna in my apartment?
It doesn't take up that much space.
Can I go outside?
Put it in a closet.
Can I put it in my porch?
Put it in a closet.
A sauna in the closet. A good sauna.
Like, what's this? This is a closet? No, it's my fucking sauna.
It's not. It's
fucking one person's personal sauna.
Is that even safe? Can I put a sauna in
fine.
My closet?
There's no regulations. We're in America, buddy. You can do whatever you want.
I'll take my
this
TV
is not
out.
A third world country.
Put the sauna in the middle of the living room.
That's fine.
No television.
Like, what is this?
It's my sauna.
It's my... What do they call it? The whack shack?
The whack shack? Are you whacking off in your sauna?
Always. Just like a float tank, you know?
I've not whacked off in the
no,
float
I
tank.
No, I haven't either. I'm just saying, but...
Why would you want to?
I don't understand it.
It's weird.
It's gross. People do that.
Yeah.
No, I would say if I did, I wouldn't do that. I think it's disgusting. That's something other people are going to have to get into, and no. I don't want to... Think like if I've done that, then other people
right.
would have done that. So
like
just don't
pool?
Do that.
Okay.
Well, yeah. Who doesn't? Come on. I pee in everything.
It's just peeing.
Like go on vacation. It's like I was telling you before. Like me and one of my friends. Like the running gag is whenever you're at a restaurant, you pee on the floor. Like you pee halfway in the urinal and just piss on the floor. Why? No reason.
What an
just
asshole.
Because you can.
Oh my gosh. Somebody has to like,
yeah.
clean that up.
Yeah, and I did that before. I was a busboy.
So
I cleaned up pisses and periods.
Period blood?
Yep. Yeah, little dirty, disgusting ladies that don't use the thing next to the toilet.
What do they do with their thing?
Throw it on the floor.
What?
Yeah. I don't know how many dirty things I had to pick up.
That's
in
gross,
there.
Man.
I think the women's washroom was always dirtier than the men's.
Oh, yeah. They say that the woman's door handle is more filthy than the men's room door handle. Like, it's I don't know why, but...
Because they have two dirty holes, and we only
disgusting.
Have one.
Yeah. I mean, I guess. I have a daughter, and she's 5. She's pretty gross. I mean, I love her, but she's kind of dirty. She's a little bit dirty. Little girls are kind of dirty. Dirtier than boys. It It's just kind of one of those things. But anyways, I don't know how we got on the subject.
I don't know.
Let's talk about something more related to what we actually...
UFC 231!
Thank you.
So let's start off with the main event. We had Max Holloway and Brian Ortega. Mm-hmm. This fight did not go how I thought it would go.
No.
You know, coming into this fight, Max Holloway had all those weird issues, right? Neurological, where he was like slurring his speech. They pulled him out of one of the fights. He's had issues in the past making weight. And we weren't sure if that last pullout was it because he had cut so much weight and that's why he was speaking like off. So looking at that and looking at Ortega, how he was pretty durable in other fights, he'd get hit a lot, but you know, he was always able to find a submission.
Yes.
So I'm like, oh wow. So I put a little parlay on Shevchenko and Ortega. That didn't work out. Only halfway. But I didn't bet a lot, just like 10, 20 bucks, whatever.
Okay.
So one of the things to come out of this is Holloway looked like he hit another level. Like, this was the best Holloway we've ever seen.
Yeah.
His striking was super on point, so much faster than Ortega, and almost toying with Ortega at points where it looked like a black belt in striking versus the white belt in striking. And literally every time Ortega gets hit, backs up in a straight line. So when I say that Max Holloway, I think he set the record for most significant strikes landed, you have to have a partner to that. And someone who's going back in a straight line after he's been hit is going to just tally up because he's just like, kick, 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 kick. There's a six-streak combo, seven, eight. And Ortega not mixing up the strikes, just going for the head. Holloway mixing everything up so he doesn't know what's coming at him. And I think Ortega is just... The chin on him is what kept him in this fight.
Yes.
And Jesus like Christ, he's just like zombie, like the Korean zombie, where we would just take, who's at that, or other fights, the Doo Choi and Cub Swanson.
Oh, yeah.
Beat the fuck out of each other.
It wasn't crazy.
It wasn't to that level, but I'm saying it was just something more one-sided of Holloway just pummeling Ortega. And I don't know what Ortega's game plan was, because it seemed like
Homer
he
Simpson.
Just... Yeah, seemed like he didn't want to take it down. I want to say the stats were he was 2 of 11 for his takedown attempts. Yeah. But even out of those two, Holloway didn't stay down. He was just like, nope, I am not getting taken down.
Wanted to strike.
It looked like Ortega wanted to strike this whole fight, which was a little weird. So
that's okay. Stand and bang, right?
Kind of. But I think Ortega won the third round. That's where he was most efficient.
Okay.
So it's almost like he was like coasting the first two to let Max tire himself out. But Max isn't going to get tired.
No.
He was just...
He looked in good shape, yes?
Yeah, unbelievable. And then between round four, Holloway is just lighting Ortega up. Almost to the, like, are we going to stop the fight? Because he's getting hit so much. They're going to stop it. In between rounds, doctor looks at him. Waves the fight off. One of his eyes is almost 100% shut. And then afterwards, I think Ortega said he had a broken nose, broken finger, and, you know, he can't see.
He broke just one finger?
Yeah, something like that.
That's weird.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, it's odd. And they said now Holloway holds the record for most significant strikes landed in UFC history.
Wow. With
1,627, followed by Michael Bisping with 1,567, and Frankie Edgar... with 1463. So that's kind of weird. It seems like guys with good cardio with not a lot of knockout power, right? You're going to tally it up.
Oh, for sure. Frankie Edgar was how many in one fight that was? Or overall?
No, this is just overall.
Okay.
This is 14,
it's like 1,400 in one
I forgot.
Fight.
This fight, I want to say Max was over 300.
Yeah, it was a lot.
It was disgusting. Like, a lot of strikes landed. You know, so fucking A. So good for him. You know, he gets, I don't know if that's his second or third title defense now, but.
Yeah.
You know, the question, I don't know for Ortega what you do next. I think he takes some time off because then Dana White was talking about Max Holloway and going, I'd really like to see him move up to 155.
Why?
Right. That's what I want to know. Why wouldn't you let him stay at 145? He's on a 13-fight win streak right now, which is ridiculous to think about. Mm-hmm. Three losses. Conor McGregor, Dustin Poirier, and Dennis Bermudez. He's talking about he would like to go back and avenge some of those losses.
Dustin Poirier, I think, makes sense. He's at a point right now where he's been on some win. Those two should. I like that matchup a lot because they're not going to make that Diaz fight at 165, right?
Well, that's. I'm wondering if Dana is talking about he should move up to 55. Does that mean they're going to make a 65 class?
Maybe.
Because you think about how much talent, I want to say 155, say if the roster has 500 people, 460 are at 155, you know?
Yeah,
like everybody's at 55. Yeah. So if you're going to split some of that up to 65 and then some of the guys from 70 might move down, you put Holloway up. I mean, I think Ferguson was calling him out too. Fucking, I'm like, Jesus Christ, there's a lot of good fights to make. And, you know, some people were even saying, well, what if he fought McGregor now?
That'd be cool.
What would happen?
I don't know. Great question.
A five-round fight, I don't like McGregor's chances.
Cardio is a problem. Holloway's even more dynamic of a striker than Diaz, and he's got cardio and everything mixed
in,
too.
He can't be knocked out, at least yet.
Yeah,
recently, let's say that.
I don't know. I like the... That's a bad matchup for Connor. I think worse.
Yeah, he's good for three rounds.
Yeah.
You know, if it's a three-round fight, I like his chances. But when we start talking five rounds for Connor McGregor,
no,
this is no bueno.
Nope.
I mean, I maybe he could put that in his contract. Three-round fights. And he's much more successful. He's been very successful. But so we had that go on. And then there was a backup fighter, Hanato Moicano.
Baranja?
Yeah. He was supposed to be the backup for this fight if one of the guys pulled out or missed weight. This guy misses fucking weight. So he shows up at 146 pounds. So then there's the debate, like, does the UFC pay the guy? If you're in control of the UFC, you hired this guy to be the backup fighter.
Nope.
He misses weight.
Sorry, dude. You want to get paid, you make the weight.
Yeah.
Title fights, 145.
Yeah, on the dot. You can't be 0.2 over.
No.
I agree. I think they ended up paying him, but what? You have one job. Make the fucking weight.
Right.
So, fuck that guy. Then we have another title fight. We have Shevchenko versus Joanna Jędrzejczyk for the
ladies
125-pound title.
Joanna looked fantastic, yes?
She looked much healthier at 125 than the 115. She said she was a lot happier making this weight cut because you eat a lot better. And, you know, I think they both came in under 120, maybe even 124-ish.
Okay.
Joanna just does not look like the former Joanna. I mean, she's not committing to the strikes. And I think part of this is probably she's lost three times to Shevchenko in the past in kickboxing. I think mentally that's going to work on you. Mm-hmm. You can't go into your fourth fight against someone you've lost to three times and go, man, I'm feeling great in this fucking time coming up and wait to fight her. And Shevchenko just so much stronger and more efficient in everything she did. And some of the takedowns she got is like she timed it, she's coming in and wham. And then once she had top control, like, you know, that got nothing.
Seemed like a huge strength difference, yes?
Yeah, huge. So after the fight, obviously, I scored it 50-45 Shevchenko. I think the judges were like 49-46. It's 100% one-sided. Dana's talking about Joanna, saying he wants her to go back to 115.
Interesting. Why?
Why? That's what I want to ask. If she's lost twice to Rose Namajunas, who's the 115-pound champion, why are you going to keep pushing Joanna down there?
I don't know.
Like, what's... Is she going to get a third shot at Rose?
No, I don't want to see
lost
that.
Twice? Like,
I
very
think they need fighters down there, probably. That's part of the problem. But I don't know. All these up and down moving things, I feel like they need to combine some weight classes and just simplify things a little, you know?
Just maybe get rid of some more weight classes.
Yes, I like that idea.
And then the last thing, there's two other things from this I want to pull up. So Gunnar Nelson had a fight, and he was fighting Cowboy Oliveira.
Yeah.
And
not Cerrone.
No. And he ends up, Gunnar gets the win. But I'll ask you, what does this remind you of when I show you this fight? You should be able to get this. So here's like the finishing sequence.
Is it BJ Penn?
Yeah.
BJ Penn, not Matt Hughes.
Joe Stevenson.
That's it. Joe, yeah.
The Where bloody he's mess. Like, and he's bleeding all over. It's a fucking horrible mess.
Yes.
100%. It was like very 10 reminiscent. Years ago. Like, see how much blood was pouring
everywhere,
out?
Everywhere, yeah.
Ah, it's ridiculous. So, Gunnar Nelson getting a win.
Those are the heydays. I miss those days.
Glory days, right?
He's like,
yeah, licking the blood off, like, holy hepatitis C and HIV. Yes. I'll work out, beat your bends.
Yes, sir.
And then the last thing, I think Jessica I had the best line from UFC 231. So she's in the octagon, and Joe Rogan's doing the post-fight interview with her, and she says, I don't know why you're staring up my butt, but won't have me on your podcast.
What did he say?
He just laughed it off. But that's pretty ballsy to say.
Yeah.
And then later on, I think in another interview, she was talking about it. It was like one of her previous fights when she was fighting at 135. And he's in the background looking like, ooh.
Oh, yeah. That was a picture all over the internet. Yep.
I'm like, what do you expect? We're men, right?
Yes. We must stare.
If you're in phenomenal shape, don't deny a man the look, right?
Okay.
I'm just saying. That's all I have for UFC 231.
Alrighty. Can we get to some news?
Sure, go ahead.
All right. So Khabib Nurmagomedov, the brawl that happened in UFC 229.
Yes.
The hearing officially delayed till January 29th. Apparently, he cannot agree with the hearing time with this commission, and they're moving it back.
Just delaying his inevitable two-year suspension.
You think that's going to happen?
Fuck yeah. He's going to get the book. This is Las Vegas.
I don't know about that. I think he's going to get a slap on the wrist. Time served.
This is Las Vegas, who wanted to suspend fucking Nick Diaz for life for smoking weed and then gave him a 5-year.
Yeah, but McGregor got busted in Vegas, too.
And made him do a public service announcement and all this other bullshit. $200,000 in fines.
It was going to be like millions of dollars, though. And then they ended up, every week, it was less and less
and less. Well, he had the legal team that continued to fight it, so.
Habib's got his money, doesn't he? Got millions.
Yeah, but he's crazy about his virtues and what he believes in. So if he doesn't agree with some shit, he was even at the point where one of his other fighter friends who jumped the cage at the UFC threw out, they said, well, if you throw him out, I'm never going to fight for you guys again.
Wow.
So he's crazy that depending upon what happened, he might not even show up for the fucking hearing, you know?
It's like, fuck these
guys. Just postpone it.
Send a bear instead.
In perpetuities, I'm never showing up, and then they'll just rule against him like some other fighter that I forgot what they gave him, like a fucking 4-year suspension because he didn't show. Who was that? Cody McKenzie.
That's it.
With the fake urine bullshit a few weeks ago.
Yeah, did he have one of those whizinators?
No, he was the one he said that they were trying to take the piss 5 minutes before his fight, so he just grabbed some warm substance and poured it into a cup and gave it to him. He's like, fuck you, I don't have to piss. And they really wanted him to piss. He's like, I gotta fight. Yeah. And then, but this is like a little he said, she said, so I don't know what story is 100% correct, but I'd rather take the fighter's word. I'm on the fighter's side.
Okay.
Unionize.
I've been talking about this for 3 years.
Fucking, it's never going to happen. It's never going to happen.
No.
Bunch of fucking crackheads. Anyways. I was reading some articles that said John Kavanaugh would have to be convinced to work with Conor McGregor again.
Really? How come?
Well, he got a couple quotes. He says, I love the whole journey we've had, but I need a good why. So it might be Nate Diaz again because he promised that fight. It might be a rematch with Khabib, but if it was just, well, they want me to fight that guy, I think I'd say I wish you the best. He has a wife and 2 kids now, and I don't want him taking any more hits than he needs to. Khabib hit him with a punch in that fight he's never been hit with in his career. And even Superman slows down at some stage. What do you make of this?
Well, it sounds like to me like Kavanaugh is distancing himself from a fighter perhaps that he thinks would potentially is on the decline even. Or
trying to ride the hot hand.
Or he obviously has a friendship with Conor, and it's like the Chuck Liddell Dana White thing, where it's like, I think you should kind of consider like hanging this up soon for whatever reason.
But he's not getting knocked out yet, right? I mean, Chuck was on a slide, right?
Yeah, but I mean, I think guys like Kavanaugh, they see things we don't see, you know. So perhaps there's things that are kind of like, there's chinks in the armor, as they say, you know. Mm-hmm. So maybe he sees something that we don't see.
A paycheck that he doesn't want.
Which is weird.
I wouldn't want, you know, what is, fuck is Conor making? $10 million, so $1 million per fight.
Why would he turn that down unless he was seriously concerned about something?
Yeah, I don't get it. It's not like Conor's getting pummeled. It's more of Conor's running out of juice and then he's losing. Mm-hmm. And if he gets the correct matchups, and I think Diaz is the right matchup for him, sure. Or the Cowboy Cerrone, but now they've said Cerrone is fighting some other guy at fucking 155.
Yeah, Cerrone's a big dude, though. That's a big size difference. He'd probably be 15 pounds heavier than Conor on fighting.
Yeah, I mean, but for Conor, he needs that easier fight that's winnable, someone that's not going to fucking take him down. It'll right. just stand and bang, and
that's
it seems like
Cerrone.
A good one. Yeah.
Yeah, I dig it.
But I think everything hinges back to what you're talking about, the Khabib. Mm-hmm. Like, you got to see what's happening with him because you still have him and Ferguson. You have Poirier out there.
Yep.
McGregor, and then potentially Holloway to move up and
right.
throw a whole monkey wrench in all this. So it's mm-hmm. I don't know. It's weird. I don't know what Kavanaugh's motivation is in that.
Maybe he doesn't want to be his monkey wrench.
Well, I thought their boxing coach left, too.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe there's some shit going on behind the scenes.
It's a rift.
Yeah, that we don't know about. Anything else?
Yes, Gustafsson rematch.
He's injured?
John Jones. No.
He's injured. Out of the fight.
No, no,
come
no.
on, Eagle.
He's not injured.
Put the curse on him.
Knock on wood.
Put some gypsy shit
away.
On him.
Gypsy. No, but we have a referee now. Herb Dean.
Good.
Is that the referee that match? And the thing, it's good, but at the same time, it could be bad because he's kind of like hot and cold with his...
Fuck it. Who is it, though?
Stop it too early. Stop it too late.
I think everybody's hot and cold these days.
I think if I'm Herb, I let these guys fight and see what happens. It was a bloodbath the first time. And Jones apparently didn't train. Remember, he's like,
yeah,
said,
he didn't train.
Oh, he was doing
he
coke the
up.
Whole training camp and just showed up. So it's interesting. We'll see.
That fight's not happening.
I think it will happen. And I'm going to go out on a limb here, sir. I'm going to go out on a strong limb.
Go on your limb.
And I'm going to say Gustafsson via TKO.
Not going to happen.
I think it'll happen.
Every time John rematches, he destroys him in quicker fashion.
Fourth round. John's going to run out of gas.
He already figured him out, so... And how often? Gustafsson hasn't been fighting that regularly. He's not fighting top competition. Well, 205 is very hard because it's Cormier who left,
yes.
and it's John, and then it's Alexander, and then it's fucking
everybody else.
Shit.
Yes.
Like Shogun's in the top 10 still.
Didn't he retire?
What? He should. Like, he just got a win a couple weeks ago.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah, sure.
It's fucked up.
You got video for me? You want to show?
Well, the next thing I want to talk about. So you're talking about like refs being hot and cold. There was this LFA 56 where this fight happened, and I guess when do we stop a fight? You know, as we'll show this, I'll post this video up so everyone else can check this out. But
this is a lot of beating right. happening here. Nobody's defending themselves really at this point.
Oh,
knees. It's like 50 strikes so far, unanswered 50 strikes.
I don't know what the ref's like dialing in to see because... Oh, he's back to his feet, so... Oh, don't stop it yet.
No, he stopped it. Is that a go?
No, he didn't stop it yet. He's just psyching you out. Like, do you want murder?
I'm not sure what's happening. This looks ridiculous. Does this guy get fined or fired or both?
Nah, he gets promoted. That's how we do this thing.
It's been like a half a minute already.
Just, like literally, like I don't know how many
strikes.
Extra strikes he took there.
No, it's done.
But I would say that was 72 more than someone should have took. But
I mean, I'm off. Maybe was it a title fight?
I don't even know.
Maybe the guy has a track record of coming back from the dead. You know, he was waiting for that moment.
Well, he's still conscious, right?
It's like that.
His eyes
is Rocky 3. Like memories, like you. What did he say when Clubber Lang was boxing, hitting him? Like he's like, hit me, like you ain't so bad. And he's like,
I don't know.
Maybe it's one of those. Don't you remember that?
No,
great movie.
I don't really. I watched some of them, but I mean,
I don't remember Rocky 3. What?
What year is this, Ingo?
I don't know. 80 what, something. This was Hulk Hogan was in it.
So I'm in my 12s.
I'm in my teens, tens.
Right.
80.
Yeah, so you're going to say some like, shit 30 10. Years ago?
Like, yeah.
Remember that 30 years ago?
Rocky 3.
When I watched it Rocky. 30 years ago? I have not rewatched any of the Rockies.
Why?
You know why? Because I cannot fucking stand to hear that goddamn Survivor song again.
And, it's only in one
fucking
movie.
Fucking Eye of the Tiger. Eye of the Tiger! I fucking hate that song. You know why?
Why?
Yeah, because I went to the school at Northern Illinois University out in fucking DeKalb. And, you know, when bands get past their prime, they come back and play, like, the Farm Fest.
You told this story before, yeah.
And, God damn it, if Survivor didn't come for, like, 3 years in a row and play goddamn Eye of the Tiger for 30 minutes.
The 30-minute
version. 30-minute version. Every fucking year. Like, are you kidding me? You got three good songs, and you got a 30-minute yes. Eye of the Tiger on me
what
right now.
What are the other two?
I can't even name them offhand. But they have three.
Right.
They have
three.
That's
why they play
songs.
30 minutes of Live with the Tiger. I hope one day I write a song where I can play 30 minutes of it and everyone's happy. That's the best.
Everyone's drunk and eating corn. Like, goddamn wait. Corn fest!
They
Dingo!
Just play the chorus over and over and
yeah,
over.
Yeah, it just kept going. It just.
Wow.
Oh, fuck you. Fuck you.
Were people going crazy?
No, not really. It's just like, eh.
Okay.
High on You. There's another fucking Survivor
song. I've never
song.
Heard that song.
I don't remember. Da, da, da,
da, da, da, da. You know what's a good soundtrack, da, 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 though? The Rocky IV soundtrack da, da, da. Is good. It has a bunch of different good songs on it. That's a good workout soundtrack. Rocky IV, trust me. You get in the mood.
Someone else is talking about that.
Rocky montage. He's like pumping the iron. He's out in the running.
Oh, that's who was talking about that. The podcast I was just talking to you about. David Goggins on Joe Rogan.
He listens to that soundtrack?
Fucking, he gets motivated by all that Rocky music.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah, I think when he said his push-up record, he just listened to one of the songs. It was like 2 minutes over and over for fucking 17 hours. Did like 65,000 pull-ups, set the pull-up record.
Yeah, there's a musical psycho montage in there a couple of times. It gets you in the mood. Like when he's working out, when he's training in the mountains and stuff for the Russian. Like when in the wintertime, when I go running in the snow,
sure.
I got to put that song on.
Do you just wear like tighty whities with a kettlebell, get out there, grind it out?
No. Not tighty whities.
Why not? That's how you got to do it, old school Russian style.
Nah. I wear my heavy jacket, and I got my like hat, and I got the Rocky song.
You got to toughen up, man. Go bare chested.
In the middle of winter?
Yeah, fuck yeah.
Running for like an hour?
Why not?
I'll probably die.
Nah, you'll be all right.
You're crazy.
Do the Wim Hof breathing method. You'll survive.
Yeah. Sure. Not really.
Oh, he does.
I'm weak sauce. I can't do that.
You could do it.
Think?
It works.
I tried it in the shower and 10 seconds in, I'm like, fuck this.
You don't do cold showers? I still do them every once in a while.
Do you?
It's all mental, Ingo.
I do not do the cold showers.
You're in control. Don't let your body tell you what's what.
Fuck the cold showers, man. Why would I have a cold shower when I can have a warm one?
Because you do warm and then you go cold. Don't let your body be in control. You're in control.
Mm-hmm.
Don't be a bitch. Come on. Come on, it all worked out.
I don't even know what you're saying.
I don't either.
What else you got?
All right, so apparently there's a comedian.
His
name
is Matt.
Heckled. He's getting heckled.
Okay.
And hopefully this will.
Oh, no.
We got to sign in.
Why? Is this explicit material?
It's not really explicit, but, you know. YouTube wants to be a bitch about certain things, so whatever.
YouTube is always a bitch.
But why can't they just show a video? Don't worry, I'll sign it.
We're waiting patiently. For those of you listening right now, just pause and do something else, and then okay. Come back and fast forward 30 seconds. Oh, shit.
Hang on.
There's nobody there. Is it staged?
No. So this guy had touched him earlier in his set. So this guy was heckling and had like pushed him earlier.
Oh. Wow.
I got evidence.
Oh. Hang on. We need to go back to like 109.
Oh, nice. That beautiful front kick.
Yeah, you like that push kick? Right, that is perfect.
Right to the chest.
Way to defuse everything.
Oh, it totally kicked.
Everyone's it. Like, come on.
Whatever, the guy
or
was
some stupid
he was approaching
bitch in the
that guy.
Yeah.
I don't know. If somebody rolls up on you like that, you got to defend yourself.
That's how you defend a knife. a knife attack. Yeah, push kick.
Yeah.
Until you can grab like a bar stool or something.
stab him in the eyeball with the bar stool.
Yeah. So we're in agreement. I think that's warranted.
Totally warranted. 100%.
They have total video earlier. A guy pushed him and he's like,
I may have even stomped him one time after, yeah. just to be sure that he's not getting up.
And I guess this guy's a habitual heckler. Yeah. Oh. So
you can't have that. I mean, listen, I think there's some rules. I think for guys in general, if a man is approaching you with a furious pace.
And, oh, well, he's already pushed
and
him.
Drawing at you.
So the second time, he's already been like, hey, first time he gave him that one, second time, not getting close to me.
Yeah. There's personal space. I mean, at some point, if you're coming at me that way, I'm not going to ask questions.
No.
I mean,
if you've touched me once, I'm going to be so, it's going to be so restraint for me not to fucking strike you.
And I don't like to fight, and I don't want
to
fight.
And I love to fight, and I just look for a reason. But I'm trying to tone it down as I've gotten older.
Well, thank you. It's probably better for you.
It is.
For your
health. It's way better.
I don't want to be in a fight. But if somebody's going to approach me that way, I'm doing exactly the same thing.
Hell yeah.
Maybe even harder than that.
Yeah.
So
that was fun. Yeah. I like that. We enjoyed this.
Yes. Good story.
Here's another good thing. Here's Snoop Dogg hitting some more pads. We saw him a couple weeks ago, maybe a month, doing some pad work.
It could have been like 6 months ago. But
whatever. Here he is now.
He's so fucking skinny. Look at his legs, man.
Look at this awesome technique.
His leg, why are his legs so skinny?
I don't know, but this technique is horrible. If this is me, I'm not posting this. I'm not letting anybody post this. That left hand is shit.
It's probably high as hell too, huh?
And what is he wearing on his legs anyway?
I don't know, some kind of spandex. He's super skinny.
God, this is horrendous. Notice his flat feet.
Yeah, these are very slow punches, too.
But also, the technique on the punch, it's not even straight. It's like he's
connecting here when you gotta, should be connecting at the end.
So I can't watch anymore.
This makes me miss. I need to get back in the gym and do some boxing. Like that.
I do it once a week.
Hitting the pads?
Working the bags.
Yeah.
Working a bag.
I need to get back into that.
I went to just straight up boxing because I noticed my back is getting fucked up, so I had to stop doing some of the training. So
yeah,
I don't know if it's just intermittent fasting. We've both been doing that, but shit's been feeling a ton better lately. So good. I can do that, and now my back's not killing me.
Remember how crazy we used to be? Is this 7 years ago?
Yeah, I mean, it's on the wall. What does it say over there? Where's the
2009? Oh shit, that's more than 7 years ago.
It's like it was 2009 and 2010 where we were hardcore, fucking training.
Yeah,
Krav Maga, Muay Thai, boxing, jiu-jitsu. Like we were doing the full gamut of MMA.
There would be days where we'd do Krav Maga, then I would do Thai boxing with you, and then I would do jiu-jitsu. Like fucking 3 hours of working
and
out.
There's no air conditioning in this gym, so it's summer.
Oh my God.
It's probably 120.
So
you're
crazy.
In a fucking warehouse. Everyone's just dying. I think I had to change clothes like once because it's so sweaty. Yes. Like, oh my God, I got to get into another set of clothes for this next session. Because you just go back to back to back. Like, what's the next thing? Okay, let me hit that. Okay.
3 hours.
You're going to do jiu-jitsu. I'm going to do fucking this heavy bag workout now. And
I think that's the difference between 33 and 40. Like at 40.
Yeah, but remember, I was also 5 years older than you when we were doing this. So I was like that was probably the latest I could train.
Yeah.
As far as like, I couldn't do that now. There's no fucking way.
No, I mean, I work out pretty hard, but not at that level. We were at some next level shit.
It was ridiculous.
The Krav Maga, the shit that we were doing, we were basically ready to like kill people. Like,
yeah,
we were in military shape.
Every time you showed up, you're in a fight. You're in a street fight pretty much.
Yeah. Remember how like aggro we used to be too?
Yeah.
This is the times when my ex-wife would roll up on me trying to be funny. I'm like, you can't fucking do that. Like literally, I have this instinct that's been bred into me. Like I have her in a chokehold. I'm like, you cannot, don't sneak up on me. That's not cool.
Well, the funny thing is, even though that stuff's so far and long ago, is in there.
Oh yeah.
That shit is in there.
Mm-hmm. Knees to the balls, into the face. That's all Krav Maga is. Knees to the balls.
Yes. And the funny thing was, and I think I've said that multiple times, is like whenever we're doing these trainings, like I'm always, if we needed to grab a third person, I'm grabbing whoever the biggest guy is in there. I'm like, you.
Every time.
I want you to train with us because you're the biggest, strongest motherfucker. Like if I want the hardest training, I want the biggest goddamn guy. And even I remember some of the jiu-jitsu classes where I'm rolling with some guy, like the biggest guy in there. I remember a guy was so strong, he was able to grab my leg and control my leg with his arm because he was that strong. Mm-hmm. Like, are you fucking kidding me? Mm-hmm. Like, 9 out of 10 times that guy's beating me, I think I beat him once. Like, what the fuck, yes, man? Yeah. This is just luck.
Mad retard strength.
Yeah. Right? When you're that strong, holy shit.
Those are the golden days. Yeah. Let's get back to that. Is it possible to get back to that at our advanced age?
Not to that level, but there's a point. Like, I'm just saying, but it depends what you're doing. I don't think rolling or physically sparring, but heavy bag, pad work, sure. Mm. And maybe controlled sparring.
You can't control the sparring.
Maybe if you're doing, like, one-on-one with... Because I want to say, I don't know if that was what Rogan was talking about, or maybe it was my brother. Maybe it was my brother. He was doing some rolling, but just one-on-one with a high-level black belt.
Oh,
so it's
yeah, no.
super controlled. So you're not going against spastic white belts.
Oh, yeah.
Getting out of control, you know.
Because the rule in the gym, like a competitor, is like, all right, we're going to go easy. And then 10 seconds into it, you're...
Right.
One guy starts to get crazy, like, oh, you want to go? And then next thing you know, you're down the over there, and everyone's dying. I mean, it was fun, but I think that's probably why I got hurt all the time.
Well, as we're getting older, I mean, you can't be... You got to take care of the body. You can't go spastic like that, but...
I wish I could.
Controlled.
I'd be like that. But I have cardio for days now. Well, it could be different.
True.
Yeah. Whatever.
Could be. So do I now, actually. Yeah. Hey. It's just surprising.
Cardio for days!
Let's see what else we have here. Tweet of the week? I'm not quite sure. Maybe. Potentially. No, MMA Fighting had tweeted this thing out about Floyd Mayweather. Mm-hmm. Saying, why won't Floyd Mayweather compete against that guy, Tenshin Sakawa, whatever, mm-hmm. under kickboxing rules at Ryzen 14? Former boxing champ kept it blunt. Everything is always in my terms. I'm always A-side anyway.
A-side?
Yeah. Beck Raleigh has replied. All I heard was, because I'm a coward, pussy-ass bitch.
I love it.
I mean, she's not lying.
No.
She's right.
Fantastic.
You know, he has to have it his way every way, exactly. Every day or something.
Well, when you're making bazillions, that's what you get.
True. You got any other news?
Nothing. Moving on to...
Yeah, I need... I got to clear my throat or something. I got to...
Let me clear my throat.
Yeah. clear my... That's from a couple of things. It's the Beastie Boy and that other song.
Mm-hmm. I was thinking of the other song, but I don't know who sings that anymore.
I don't know. Dun, 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 dun.
No. What are you doing? Here we go.
I wish we could play songs.
It'd be great.
Fucking
little button. I love to have sound effects and just fuck with you.
Oh, yeah.
Got some news?
Astronauts. A lot of people are saying, you know, Max Holloway, he's the greatest of all time. Ever fucking.
Yeah. You know.
And they asked Max that. I like his response. They're like, you know what? I think Jose Aldo still is.
True.
And he said, come see me when I'm like 30, 31, and then ask me that question again, because I want to say he's 27 right now. I mean, yeah, he's on a 13-fight win streak. He's got a handful of UFC records, but when you list out everything, so Holloway is 20-3 right now, 2 wins over Aldo, but, you know, Aldo at the end of his career, so it's like,
yeah,
take it with a grain of salt. Aldo, 27-4, fourth longest reign in longest championship reign in UFC history. We talked about that a couple weeks
ago. GSP?
Anderson Silva? GSP.
Matt Hughes?
Number 3? No. Shit, we just talked about that one.
Oh, Mighty Mouse.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah.
So maybe it was Anderson Silva, Mighty Mouse, GSP, and then Jose Aldo. And it was something crazy, because I looked back and it was 8 years between WEC and then UFC, where he just went on a tear. It was 9 title defenses in that time. So, you know, I think Max is sitting at, it's like 2 or 3 title defenses right now. So I'll ask you first, like, who's the greatest, like, right now?
Of all time?
Yeah, at featherweight.
I still think I got to go with Jose Aldo. Mm-hmm. I think, but if Max can do it a couple more times, I think you... make a great case for him.
Sure. I think it's longevity, right? It's like,
yeah.
It's one thing to get to the title, but it's another thing. Defend it 9 times over 8 years or whatever the span is. Like, that's... A lot of guys can get it, but then they lose the fire. It's like, once you've achieved your goal, now what? You just lose it. Do it for fucking 5 years and then come talk to me. Do it for 10 years and then talk to me.
Yeah.
He's not the greatest right now. He looks fucking phenomenal, but he's not the greatest.
Yeah, it remains to be seen.
He could be.
Perhaps.
I don't think he will be.
What? I don't know.
I got one more video. What does this cryptic UFC tweet mean?
Canada and Russia? What are we looking at? 12/29/18. What are those flags that we saw?
I think it was USA and Canada. Let's go back.
Oh, that's okay, USA.
I don't know, actually. But I'm assuming that was
USA. One of them's Canada.
Like, what does that mean? 12/29/18.
Something's happening. Down.
Do they have a new jewelry vendor? Are we going to get a new...
Is that the UFC event date?
12/29? No, I thought it was... Maybe it is, actually. Or they have a new jewelry vendor, a new...
No, that is. 12/29/18 is a Saturday.
Co-branded hot dog.
Oscar Mayer wieners?
Yeah. What is it? That hot dog brander? I don't know.
I don't know what you're talking about, but okay.
It's weird. I don't know. Donald J. Turner on Twitter asked, based on their skills and size, can you match up some Chicago Bears with similar MMA fighters? Which bear is most like John Jones, Brock Lesnar, Mighty Mouse, etc.? I'll go.
I don't know shit about the Bears. Nothing.
I've been watching a lot of games this season. I watched the game last night with my daughter, so it was fun. Until the third quarter, end of third quarter, like it's fucking 10 o'clock or whatever, you probably should go to bed.
Yeah.
So, I think John Jones is like Khalil Mack, fucking destroyer of worlds, best defensive player in the league. Mighty Mouse is like the Tariq Cohen. He's like that zoomy little dude. He's like, vroom, vroom, little running back. Gets a lot of yards. Mm-hmm. Call him a human joystick.
Okay.
Makes the wicket. Derek Lewis, maybe like the Akeem Hicks. He's a defender. He comes straight through. And then I'd say Dominic Cruz. He's like the ball boy.
The ball boy.
He likes to play with the balls.
Fondle them?
Mm-hmm.
That's horrible. They're going to hell.
I don't know. He likes balls. Here you go. I think he just said he's got a fight coming up. The Dominic Cruz, go back. The Dominator.
All right.
Yeah. And then Rodrigo Machado closes out. It's time. Pound sign, nuts roll. Pound sign, Matt Rape Train. Pound sign, Ingo Sugar Daddy. Would you rather bust some ghosts with the Ghostbusters, or would you rather go on an excellent adventure with Bill and Ted?
Excellent adventure all day. Thank you.
That's a great question.
Bodacious Babes, all that stuff.
Yeah, and heavy metal music.
Fuck yeah, in a phone booth.
Yeah, hanging out with George Carlin at the time.
Of course.
Going back through histories. Like, that's win-win-win, the Ghostbusters. I don't want to believe in ghosts. I don't want to have to work.
No.
I want to play. Bill and Ted play. I thought they were supposed to make Bill and Ted 3. I think that's in the works.
I don't want to watch that.
I do.
Yeah,
I'm sure it'll be just as great as Slapshot 2 and or 3. Horrible movies.
Yeah.
Sometimes you can never go back.
No, you shouldn't go back sometimes. Sometimes like, you just...
What about the Top Gun? They're redoing
it. I'm not
that.
Watching that. No.
That's fucking blasphemy, right?
I refuse to watch that. One of my favorite movies of all time. You cannot fuck with that film, literally. You should never remake it. It's ridiculous.
Well, that's what they're... Can they not come up with original ideas? Because it seems like all we're doing is remaking shit these days. Mm-hmm. And I was trying to have that conversation with one of my daughters. Is it... There's less risk from a studio standpoint.
Sure.
Like, damn, this worked well in the past. We know we're not going to make a ton of money, but we should make a healthy profit.
Yes.
Versus just rolling a dice where it's like, win big or lose big, you know?
Yes.
Weird. Would you rather time travel with Doc from Back to the Future, or would you rather go fight crime with the Batman?
Batman. All day. Kidding me? Can I wear like the Batman outfit?
Sure. You can wear what you want.
I'm in. Batman all day. I want to fight crime, beat up bad guys.
I don't know. I feel like if I'm fighting crime with Batman, that Alfred and Batman are going to run some kind of bat train on me.
Ooh, I like that. A little older, a little younger?
I'll take a hard pass.
Okay.
I'm going back to the time. I'm going to go back in time.
Huey Lewis, right?
Yeah.
You wrote like the whole soundtrack for that film.
What's the other one? He was always singing.
Power of Love?
Yeah. And I want a new drug. One that won't make me sick.
What is that?
That's another Huey Lewis song. It? Huey Lewis is a man. Where is he at these days? Yeah, for about two songs.
He did that movie with Gwyneth Paltrow like in the 90s or 2000s where he was like a karaoke singer or something. That was pretty good. But I think he had his moment in time. And that's all.
And it was for the Back to the Future series.
All you need.
That's fine. He probably made a shit ton of money. He's
still making
that,
it,
right?
I bet. Yeah. I mean, I'm okay with. I would love to have a moment in time.
Oh yeah. Why not?
Why not? Be hot as hell. You know.
Sure.
Why not? 6 months, a year.
Yeah. You know, a month. Whatever. 15 month. Minutes.
15 minutes of fame.
Would you rather, as soon as the show ends, find out that a nuclear blast happened? Destroyed 50% of the world population. As soon as you guys get out of the house, you find BJ Penn, Damian Maya, Mark Hunt, Nick Diaz, Nate Diaz, and Rich Franklin with weapons and armor telling you guys to suit up. You guys would live your lives hunting, fishing, shooting, killing, and most importantly, fucking of what's left of the world women capable of breeding, including Kat Zingano, Chris Cyborg, Gina Carano, Mackenzie Dern, Michelle Waterson, Paige Van Zandt, and others.
Okay.
I like where you're going.
So far, so good.
It's like, I'm so sold.
I'm sold, yeah. What's,
like, I don't know.
Is there
what's
something
next.
Better than that?
I don't think so.
Let me see.
Or would you rather, as soon as the show ends, be sent to the universe of the Game of Thrones?
Ooh.
And as soon as you guys wake up, you find Jon Snow, Tyrion Lannister, Ser Davos Seaworth, Sandor, The Hound, Clegane, Jaime Lannister, and Theon Greyjoy with weapons and armor telling you guys to suit up. You guys would have to fight the White Walkers, ride dragons, and be able to bang all the hottest women in Westeros, including Dannis Targaryen, Sansa Stark, Marjorie Tyrell, Ygritte, the wildling, Shay, and others.
That is a
tough question.
Touche, sir. Touche. You find I thought it couldn't possibly get better, but not now. Now I'm really torn.
Because you know, back in the day,
well,
they're unshaven.
I know you like the full bush.
They're unshaven. I'm just like, saying.
There's some jungle action going on here. You're talking about
jungle like, boogie,
deep woods action. You
jungle
need some like
boogie.
Some bug repellent jungle to get up in that shit. Okay. Wow. Okay.
I'm in the game.
I'm gonna have to go ahead and go with the whole Game of Thrones theme. I think I'm on board with this. I think it could be good times.
Yeah, a little fantasy.
Yeah,
might get some magical powers. You might be able to talk to dragons. You might be able to come back from the dead.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to agree with
that. Wait, isn't Shay dead?
You can bring her back from the dead, right? Yeah. Everyone can come back. Lord of Light.
You know what I'm quite fond of on that show is the sorceress with the red hair. I like her.
Sure. See, there's so much.
Although she's really old, but her not old version of herself is pretty hot.
The problem is there's no internet, so you're going to be all right.
Without the internet?
Yeah,
as
no
long
computers.
As there's sex and boobs, I'm all good.
It's like booze, sex.
Booze, boobs, not
and
booze. Boobs. Boobs.
Yeah, what the hell? We're going off the grid.
Whatever.
Because I would imagine if 50% of the world is destroyed, it was probably like an EMF. Probably knocked out the whole grid.
Yeah.
There's no power.
Nah.
Might as well go fuck dragons and ride off on the women. Like the Three Amigos.
Yes.
Something like that.
The Three Amigos. How's that song go? Something, there's a song, isn't there?
I don't know.
Forgot the other song. I don't remember the song, but I remember the outfits. We should totally do that one year for Halloween. We should dress up like
me, you, and a midget.
Like a mariachi thing.
Right. Is this where you get the sombrero with the nachos and the fucking thing on the top you keep telling me about?
Yes, sir.
All right. We can make this happen.
Okay.
You can't call them midgets anymore.
The alternative is lederhosen, and then we go to Europe. One of these days, I'm going to get this man out of this basement. We're going to go do something crazy. It's going to happen.
I'm chained down here. I literally, my feet
it's gonna happen.
Have a 72-foot chain that only allows me so much leeway.
So Like that old cord on, remember the phone in the house they used to have? Yeah. 90-foot cord.
Yeah, fucking getting tangled around shit. These younger kids don't know what the hell that's
about. No,
you're
in the freaking closet talking to your girlfriend. You're like, hey, and then somebody else picks up the other line in the house.
Bring your phone
Get
up,
off the fucking phone. Mom, stop listening to me.
Yeah.
Whatever. Yeah, those were the days. Now you have cell phones. Different. Snapchat, Instagram, WhatsApp.
Pornhub.
Yeah, totally.
Hey,
I do all my socializing on Pornhub.
Speaking of that, I heard Randy Couture was on there.
Pornhub?
Whacking off.
He put a video of himself whacking off?
That's apparently what the MMA community is putting out there.
Why would he do that?
I don't know. I didn't look it up. I don't need to see a Randy Couture dick. It's not in my repertoire of what I need.
Go ahead and pass.
In my spank bank. I'm just saying. Mm-hmm. Right along. Yeah. Is it P.S. Congrats, Matt. You won the last show test, so you will be able to bang Mackenzie Dern and to call yourself the Rape Train. I think that only flies in certain circles, like this one.
Yes.
I'll put that on a t-shirt. The Rape Train. I'm sure that'll fly well, right? Out in the regular society.
What about T-H-E-R-A-P-E, one word? Train. So it says the rape?
Like a therapist?
Yeah.
The rapist? No, it's therapist.
The rapist train.
You know, it's a funny thing because, you know, we have one more question, but I'm going to diverge just a second here. You know, we're playing a Red Dead Redemption 2, and I'm playing online, so you get name your posse, right?
Uh-huh.
And I wanted to see if you could write therapist and capitalize the T and the R. So it would be the rapist spelled therapist. You can do it.
This guy.
I didn't do it. I named us the Happy Kilmores.
Okay.
Instead of Happy Gilmore.
That's a good one. I like that.
Fucking, we're one strong right now until the rest of you guys get online. I can invite you.
Okay. This week sometime. All right. Figure it out.
Sweet. All right. Fuck, Marry, Kill Celebrity Edition number 25. I don't know.
Okay.
We have Alessandra Ambrosio.
She looks
about 17 pounds.
That's okay. Skinny legs, though. Not my favorite.
Danny Thompson.
Hey, now. This is more our speed.
Big fake tits. And then Janine Habeck.
Good Lord. Okay. That's a tough decision. I think I'm going to have to marry the last one and fuck the one in the middle and kill the skinny one in the beginning, whoever that is.
Yeah.
Alessandra.
She's dead.
Yeah.
Danny, she's dead.
Killing everybody?
And Janine, she's dead.
You're killing them all?
Killing them all.
Okay.
I ain't got time for those kind of ladies.
What do you got time for?
Whacking off in a whack shack. It's like a sauna in my closet.
Okay.
I don't know.
A whack shack in your closet. Wow. That's ridiculous.
Yeah, knowledge. So, I just saw Battlefield 5 came out recently, and again, it's another one of these video games. Reviews not too stellar, so I pulled out a couple from Amazon of what they said. So this one, give it 5 stars. He says, this game I'm poop, not stink. That's how good the game is. And then I think the best one, 1 star, says, not inclusive and diverse enough. And as you go into it, I was hoping to play as a black transgender German. However, this game is not diverse / inclusive enough to allow me to do so. I'd give it 0 stars if I could.
Wow. So much hate.
I know, but it's so ridiculous when you try to play with someone else. I think the last Battlefield, Battlefield 1, you know, bald-headed Rose Namajunas-looking woman on the cover, like a gun in one hand and a vibrator in the other. I don't know what the fuck she's doing, but
yeah.
I can't have, we talked about this, we can't have women in these fucking war games. It's not historically accurate, right?
It is not. They're trying to be gender
It's
neutral.
Retarded.
Yeah.
It's just retarded.
The women did not fight in those wars.
No.
No.
I don't want to kill women in the video game, except I do like hog-tying them in Red Dead Redemption 2. And then saying, like, this is how I'll get my wife.
Who's your daddy?
You my cousin, right? I like my cousin. I'm taking you back to my campsite, make you right.
Does he actually say that?
No, I say that. Okay. I pretend I'm a start pretending I'm a Western guy.
You talk to the video game when you do this?
No, I do. I run it in my head. So when we start playing, I'm gonna start talking all crazy.
Oh
like,
my Lord!
You my cousin? Damn right. We'll teach you how to dot your I's and cross your T's.
He sounds pretty authentic. I think he's been practicing this secretly in his basement. He's all talking to his game. Out. So strange, Matt.
What? I don't know. I'm not strange.
Slightly weird. But that's okay.
Stupid is as stupid does.
True. And life is like a box of chocolates.
That's right.
Yeah. You never know what you're going to get. You know what I do know you're going to get?
What?
It's the end of our show. That has been this week's edition of Everything Else. My name is Engel Weigel.
Matt Griffith. Thanks for playing.